The greatest story ever told. Tonight we present The Betrayal, the first in a series of three Lenten dramas, The Betrayal, The Crucifixion, and The Resurrection, based upon episodes in the greatest life ever lived. The city of Jerusalem is crowded today, for not only is this the beginning of the great feast of the Passover, but the Master is expected. And preceding him has come the strange and inspiring story of the raising of Lazarus. High on the city walls stand the most curious, looking down as the procession of dusty travelers enters the city gates.
So many people, David. I've never seen such a crowd in Jerusalem before.
More than a million people, Stephen. All to greet the Master.
They're all carrying palm leaves. Why? Is that him? The one on the donkey approaching the gate now?
Yes, Stephen, it must be.
But how do you know? I thought that he would look like a prince. A king, even.
It's his eyes. Can't you tell by looking in his eyes how calm and understanding he is?
And I thought he would look like a king.
My mother said you'd never find such peace in a king's eyes.
His donkey's going through the city gate now.
Come to the other side of the wall. We'll see how the people inside the city greet him.
Palms. They're spreading the palms before him. I've never seen that done before.
No one has ever seen a day like this in Jerusalem before.
Those 12 men with him.
His 12 disciples.
See the way the people follow him. They love him. You can see that.
Yes, the people love him. But that may not be enough.
Why not? Why shouldn't it be enough?
You're young, Stephen. You've a great deal to learn. Perhaps you will before you're many days older.
Oh, John, it did my heart good to hear them cheering the Master. You could tell by their cheers that they believe in him now.
Peter, were there ever cheers for one man that didn't disturb other men?
The Romans?
The Romans. And those few traitors among our people who collaborate with them. It's that tight little band of powerful men who run this country and exploit our people. To them, the cheers we heard for the Master today will have ugly echoes.
Let them try anything. I have my sword. I'll cut out the heart of the first man who lays a hand on him.
Threatening again, Peter.
I'm sorry, John. We better get on with the preparations for the feast tonight. The Master asked that all 12 of us eat the Paschal lamb with him.
Yes, we had better help with the preparations. But, Peter, I...
Yes, John?
Perhaps I'm mistakenly afraid. Forget about it. Let's prepare for tonight.
Well, Annas? Did you see it? Didn't I tell you it'd happen? This Nazarene's a menace. You admit that?
Yes, I suppose so, Caiaphas.
You suppose so? Didn't you see it with your own eyes? This isn't just another prophet. I've seen prophets in Jerusalem's streets who are looked on as beggars. This man is far more dangerous than that.
What my daughter ever saw in you, Caiaphas, I don't know. But certainly it was not your brains, my dear son-in-law.
Oh, how can you sit there so calmly? This man is dangerous to us.
Us, Caiaphas? I have ruled here in Jerusalem for a great many years. 7 times high priest. I made my 6 sons high priest. And now you, my son-in-law. But I still rule, even though you hold the empty honor of the office.
Yes.
I'll decide who's dangerous. Forget the Nazarene. Let this thing run its course. So they cheer him. In a week, they'll forget him.
You can't put me off so easily. You may travel around under false dignity and deceive yourself, but not me. After all, what are we? Nothing but messengers for the Romans here.
Well-paid messengers, you must grant. But go on. Your excursion into truth has fascinating possibilities.
Let the people groan. Let them complain that they're slaves of Rome. We know better. There's double tyranny here. Rome is at the top, yes, but right beneath them, we stand.
Caiaphas, it's coming close to the holiday eve. Forget this whole thing for a while. After that, we can talk about it if you still insist.
Once the holiday is over, it may do no good to talk. You better listen to me now.
Oh, well.
We must be practical about this. We made our deal with the Romans. They want taxes and tranquility, and we promised to deliver that to them.
And haven't we?
So far.
Well, then?
That Nazarene. That one for whom they paved the street with palm leaves. That man is our enemy. Our percentages from taxes. The money we make from sales of doves and lambs for sacrifice in the temple. We stand to lose all that if he's allowed to expose us.
I repeat. Pay him no attention and the people will forget about him.
Forget about... Did you hear what he did this morning in the temple? He overturned the tables of the money changers. And he told the people that they don't have to buy doves and lambs from us for sacrifice anymore.
No more sacrifices?
No.
Our whole business endangered? That's going too far. Maybe you're right.
Just as I say, we must get rid of this Nazarene.
Well, what do you propose?
I've done more than propose.
You've taken steps?
Of course.
Well?
This.
Bag of silver. What for?
It's simple.
Don't smile. Talk.
Among 12 men, any 12 men, there must be at least one who's vulnerable.
Is there?
Yes, and I found him.
How much?
For 30 pieces of silver.
30?
Little enough, isn't it?
Indeed. And the name of this vulnerable person?
The name? I'd almost forgotten. His name is Judas.
Shall I place the chalice here, John?
Yes, Peter, at the master's place. The master has never made such special preparations before, Peter.
I know. But we must do as we are told. Didn't we meet the man just as the master said we would? And when he asked the man for this upper room in his house on Mount Zion in which to have this supper, didn't the man agree without a word?
Yes, Peter, but that's all part of the mystery. Why all these special preparations? If it were just for the Passover... Who is there?
It's only I... May I help with the preparations?
Of course, Judas. The master will be here soon.
Good, I'll help with the dishes.
Something wrong, Judas?
What? No, nothing wrong. The plate, it just slipped out of my hand.
Then you must feel it, too.
Feel it? Feel what?
This strange thing in the air.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, Judas. I didn't mean to alarm you.
John thinks something's going to happen tonight. He has a feeling.
Well, I can't agree with him.
Please, Judas. Nothing to become so wrought up about.
I'm sorry.
Now, let's get on with things.
Oh, here come the rest.
Welcome, brothers. We are all here now, all 12 of us. Come, let us take our places at the table. And now when the master arrives, we shall begin the supper.
John, now that we've gathered here at the supper, what will the master do?
I don't know, Peter.
I'm beginning to sense that feeling you spoke of.
There is something in his eyes that was not there before. Wait, he's reaching for a basin.
Oh, here, master, here's the basin. And a pitcher of water. Very strange, John.
Peter, he's kneeling before you.
He's going to... Wait, master, wait. Do you wash my feet? I should wash yours.
What I do, you know not, but you shall know hereafter.
No, master. You shall never wash my feet.
If I wash you not, you have no part of me.
Then, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Master.
Was there ever a man who showed greater humility?
And now he is beginning to wash the feet of the others, too?
Yes, Peter.
If I, then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than the master.
Master is troubled, John. What did he mean before when he said he desired to eat his Passover with us? Before he suffers.
He knows a great deal more than he has told us, Peter.
I've come to believe as you have. There is something evil in the air.
Wait. He's saying a blessing over the bread now. He's beginning to break the bread into small pieces.
Yes. And see how many pieces.
How many? Wait. 10, 11, 12. 12 pieces.
One for each of us. I'd better help him distribute them.
This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
But, Master...
Eat, Peter. The chalice, Peter. He's reaching for it. Fill it for him.
Yes, John.
It's blessed now. Take it. Pass it for each man to drink.
Yes, John.
This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me.
Is it I, Lord?
Is it I, Lord?
Is it I, Lord?
Behold, The hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table.
Judas! John, did you see? Judas' hand. It was on the table. He tried to remove it quickly and knocked a dish to the floor.
Wait, Peter.
Judas, he's going.
That which you do, do quickly, Judas.
We should stop Judas, John. We must.
Wait, Peter. If the master had wanted Judas stopped, wouldn't he have said so?
But you heard it just as I heard it. He said that Judas was going to betray him.
Can you object if the master doesn't?
Oh, John, John, this is wrong, all wrong. We should do something.
We should do what we've pledged ourselves to do. Follow the master's words. Wait, Peter.
All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered.
No, Lord, no. Whoever may be offended because of you, I will not. I will go to prison with you. I will even go to death with you. Believe me, Master. Believe me.
I say unto you that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times.
No, Master. If I should die with you, I would still not deny you. Not in any way, Master. Not in any way.
That must be the one I'm expecting, Annas.
Well, let him in, Curtis. If we must do this, let's have it done.
You still don't believe this is the right way?
Do you?
I'd better let him in. Well, come in, come in. Annas, this is the man I told you about. The only one of the 12 that has any sense.
Let's not have so much talk.
What's the matter, Judas?
Nothing, nothing. Only what we have to do, let's do it quickly, just as he said.
Who said?
No one. What do you want me to do now?
Tell us where we can find him.
I will take you to him when it is dark.
Well, how will we know him in the dark?
I will point him out to you.
How?
How? I don't know.
That was part of the bargain.
Well, he will... I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll tell you how. You'll go to him and kiss him in greeting. Yes, that's it.
I'll do it. The soldiers will be there?
My own personal guard.
Then it's done.
And here's your money.
Now, get out.
Yeah. See how easy it is?
You picked one with a weak stomach. Did you see his face when you tossed the coins to him?
Well, tell me, Annas, what kind of a face should a traitor have?
A traitor? Well, it might be a smiling face. Even a laughing face, with no creases in the forehead. That's a traitor for you.
Well, why are you looking at me that way?
How else could I describe your face so exactly?
Yes, well, you've had enough fun at my expense, but one of these days you'll thank me for this.
Do you realize, Caiaphas, that if you carry this thing through, you'll have innocent blood on your hands?
Afraid. Everyone's afraid, except me.
Sometimes it takes a certain amount of courage even to be afraid.
A glib excuse for cowardice.
Caiaphas, I was ruling these people even before you were born. I know their temper. I know how far you can go with them.
And more important, I know how far you dare not go.
That man must be destroyed.
And what excuse will you give the people when it happens?
We won't give them any excuse. We'll confront them with a fact and make them accept it. You can't argue with a fact.
An enraged people can change facts.
Oh, nonsense. If the man is dead, he's dead. Nothing can change that.
And if he's dead, will our people stand for that? He has healed their sick, made their blind to see, raised their dead. They love him.
Yes, and that's why he must go.
Have you thought of the mobs that will form in front of Pilate's palace before this deed can be done?
Oh, mobs. You're getting old, Annas.
What do you mean by that?
There'll be no mobs.
Tomorrow, when they all go seeking him and don't find him, they'll want to know where he is. They'll suspect some trickery. They'll go to Pilate's palace and demonstrate. And you know how Pilate hates crowds of people in front of the palace.
Listen, by tomorrow, this whole thing will be over.
You have thought this out, haven't you?
Indeed, I have. Before dawn, this thing must be done, finished, complete. If it's to be done at all.
You can't do that. You know you can't.
I know I can.
Pilate must condemn the man to death.
He will.
Why?
The people will force him to.
The people? Are you mad, Caiaphas?
Well, who are the people? A handful of men. 10, 20, 50. How many people make up the people?
Oh, what sort of stupid question is that at such a time as this?
I will supply the people.
The same people who welcomed this man into Jerusalem today, the people who love him, you think they'll turn against him now?
No, but Pilate need never know that.
Oh.
The beggars, the fools, the drunkards, the crooked, they'll be the people. Before dawn this morning, and I will hire them.
You'd have him caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced to death before morning?
Yes.
To hold a trial at night and on a holiday is illegal.
You can't do it. I've already issued the orders for the judges to assemble at my palace.
John.
Yes, Peter?
Why here? Why has the Master brought us to Gethsemane?
I don't know.
He seems to know that he will die. Everything he has said and done this night shows that.
And if that is so?
What did he mean that he would rise again and go before us into Galilee?
We will have to wait and see.
And when he said that I would deny him 3 times before the cock crows, that can't be.
He knew about Judas.
I won't vouch for anyone else, John. But for myself, I know what I will do. How could I ever deny him? After all he's taught me, after all he's shown me, could I deny him now?
If he said it, it will happen, Peter.
It won't. I tell you, John, it won't happen. I'll never deny him.
Lower your voice, Peter. The others sleep.
I'm tired myself. It's been a long day full of strange incidents.
It's been that.
And now the Master kneels off there by himself. Why, John?
He's praying. Praying to his Father against the hour of suffering he knows will come.
Then we'd better not talk anymore. We may disturb him.
Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Peter.
Oh, Master, forgive me. I must have fallen asleep.
Could ye not watch with me 1 hour?
Forgive me, Master. John, we've fallen asleep. Wake up. Wake.
Wake?
Yes.
Was I asleep, Peter?
We were all asleep. John, did you hear? Marching feet.
Yes. We'd best lead the Master away from here.
Come, Master, come with us. We'll hide you, keep you safe. Please, Master, this time, come with us.
Rise. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me.
John, what shall we do?
What can we do?
I have a sword with me.
Don't use it, Peter. Would you offend him now?
Oh!
Look, Peter, in the flickering light of the torches. Soldiers.
Yes. John, look who's with him.
Judas.
Judas, indeed.
But the Master stands his ground.
He doesn't want to save himself.
He knows it is the will of his Father in heaven.
Well, go on.
It's Judas. He's coming forward toward the Master.
Don't draw your sword, Peter. Not now.
They won't take him. I tell you, they won't take him.
Guards, surround them all. Go ahead, Judas.
He's kissing him.
Hail, Master.
Friend, wherefore are you come?
He's the one. Seize him.
Wait. Don't put a hand on him. The first man who reaches out to touch him will feel this sword in his throat.
Peter, put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword.
But, Master, no.
Please, Peter, do as he says.
They'll take him without a hand reached out to help him.
It is the way he walks.
Surround him. Lead him off. March.
Master. Oh, Master.
Keep marching.